shelters that are provided for short stay, but also for longer stay if need be, because you cannot send back a victim when the problem is not solved. So safe shelters, for the moment we have 4, but we have also safe rooms at the centers where they can stay for a short time, but there are 4 shelters in different part of the country where they can stay for a longer time, depending the issue on the issue that is being assessed. So there is a procedure manual where different actors in the center know what to do, how to handle it, depending on the service to be provided. Either it's medical, there are doctors who are trained. If it is justice, there are registration, I mean prosecution, but also police officers who can handle all those issues. When it comes to reintegration into the community, then they engage with the local government, those around the housing of the victim, so that they can still support the victim that was affected. So as I said, there are 48 centers across the country. But if different services also are needed for those who cannot reach the Isanjo One Stop centers, they are received, if it is health, they are received by different health centers and hospitals that are across the country, and they can also follow the same. And for those regarding justice, they can liaise with prosecution and police. So the other question was about human trafficking. What I can say about this is that we have clear laws and policies around this to fight against human trafficking. And as you are aware, human trafficking in many cases is a cross-border case or crime. Thus, it requires both regional and international community or collaboration that my country is committed to pursuing. So wherever there is human trafficking, we do have policies and laws, but we also engage with, because it is cross-border, we engage with other countries. And for the UK-Rwanda partnership that was raised, I think this has to be seen as a solution to risks of human and trafficking and protection to those who may have been victims of human trafficking in their risky journey to Europe. So Rwanda is providing a solution, nothing else, and it is linked to what I just presented. We have laws and policies, and it's a matter of protection instead of looking at as human trafficking. And we know that how women and girls are vulnerable when it comes to such kind of movement, and Rwanda is always ready to provide a safe environment for those. So I don't know if I responded correctly to the questions that were raised. I submit, Chair.